The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
How much one inning can change a series? How much one coach being off the sidelines will change Alabama, Georgia? And how much one throwback will make a panel flinch?
No.
You like it, Yates?
Terrible.
This is the team of my youth. Nets for the win. Derek Coleman, Kenny Anderson, Drazen Petrovic, Sam Bowie, Chris Morris, Raphael Addison, Chucky Brown,
Emile
Robinson,
Kevin Durant,
basketball
cards for games with those jerseys on.
We start with NBA news of the day. There's two stories. Daryl Morey out as GM of the Rockets. We'll get to that in a second. Tyronn Lue agreeing to a 5-year deal with the Los Angeles Clippers. That's the big headline. Clippers finding a head coach, as reported by Adrian Wojnarowski. Shams Charania reporting Chauncey Billups will be the lead assistant under Tyronn Lue in Los Angeles. Let's start there, Frank. What do you think of the hire? What do you think it means for the Clippers?
It's amazing. You know, Ty Lue was linked to the Net job, the Sixer job, the Rocket job, the Pelican job, and then ends up getting the job, moving one seat over. And here's the thing about Ty Lue. The last job he had, when he took over for David Blatt, there was only one option. You had to win a championship. And the job that he has now, unfortunately for him, when you inherit players like that, the goal is to win a championship. And that organization has never been to a conference finals. He's got a lot of work ahead of him, but he certainly has the pieces. Good for Ty Lue, good for the Clippers.
Jackie McMullen?
I love this hire. Ty Lue was the most sought-after coach on the market and should have been, Tony. And here's why. Not only is he great with NBA superstars, he is not afraid to challenge NBA superstars. He did it with LeBron James in Cleveland. He did it with Kyrie Irving in Cleveland. There are very few coaches in today's market that have the guts, and it really is guts, to stand up to their superstars and say, this is how things are going to be done. I think if you're Steve Ballmer, you're looking at your Clipper team and you're saying, you know what? I need a little more of that. Take one seat over, and we win the coaching sweepstakes.
Clinton Yates.
Absolutely, I agree, because that point that you made is critical. This is a team that needs a little bit of an identity change. Frank, you can say that they haven't made the conference finals in forever, but they still underachieved. This was a squad that a lot of people thought were, in fact, more talented than this Lakers squad. So if you bring in Tyronn Lue, a little punch of injection, I think this is a great hire. Keeps some continuity, but also adds an extra element. Good job out of Ballmer and the Clips.
And Woody Page.
What? Those guys are all talking about Lue, but let me talk about the assistant he hired, Chauncey Billups, Mr. Big Shot, NBA Finals MVP, the guy who's been a friend of mine since he was in the ninth grade.
We won't hold that against him.
He wanted to be a general manager. You know, he worked for ESPN. He ended his career with the Clippers. He knows the culture and the franchise out there, and I think he's going to be a great right-hand man for Lue. So I think that's as smart a move as it is about Lue.
Frank, something you want to add?
I think Woody meant to say former Nick Chauncey Billups. You know, Jackie mentioned Ty Lue, you know, connecting with guys like Kyrie Irving. He needs to connect with Paul George. Let's go back to the way that he played in the conference finals. He really struggled. The shot that's going to stick out in everybody's head is that Game 7 shot that hit the side of the backboard. So Ty Lue has his work cut out for him. They certainly have the pieces there, but he knows how to get to players, and Jackie's right. He will hold players accountable, and that's what they need
in Jackie.
And the other thing I'll say about Chauncey Billups, so I do think I agree with Woody as a great hire. Chauncey Billups was mentioned for some head coaching jobs, Tony.
Yeah.
What he's got to do is he's got to put a little time in on the bench, so then it'll be his turn to go out, because I think he'll be a great head coach someday.
I've heard it with Billups about coaching. I heard it with Billups about GM as well. Real quick, well, they got their coach. They have to make some more moves in this offseason, wouldn't you say, Jackie?
I don't think so. I think they're right. If they can bring back, and some of these big guys are free agents, Montrezl Harrell's a free agent, they have some big decisions to make, I would run this group back. I think they have championship written all over them. They just didn't get it done this year.
We'll move on. The other piece of news from the NBA day. In Houston, Daryl Morey stepping down as Rockets general manager. The 13-year experiment that changed the franchise, kind of changed the look of the whole league, is over. Jackie, a few things on this. Does Morey stepping down surprise you? How will you remember this Rockets era of basketball? And does this mean Houston might be blowing up Harden, Westbrook, and moving people?
I am a little surprised, Tony. I talked to Daryl just a few weeks ago, and it sounded to me like he was planning on staying. That was before Houston was eliminated in the postseason. He will go down as the analytics GM. Remember, he's the co-founder, along with the great Jess Gelman, of the MIT Sloan Analytics Conference, which has become a think tank for all sports, not just basketball, yearly here in Massachusetts. He used analytics. It was all about 3 points and layups, and many, many teams followed that blueprint, but never quite the way they did. His biggest trade, of course, was for James Harden. It was a bold trade. And let's be real here. A Chris Paul hamstring away from maybe winning that elusive championship. If you ask Daryl Morey, was it a success? He'll tell you no, because he wanted to win it all. They came this close, and it was an injury to one of their best players that I believe prevented them from getting there.
We asked Daryl Morey. He would say no. I'm going to ask you, Jackie. Would you say it was a success?
I think it was a success because he changed the culture of that franchise. He brought them back to the place where they were contending at all times. But, you know, Daryl was so fearless. Sometimes you were like, you know, they made, I think, something like 78 trades. The only team that made more is the Philadelphia 76ers. It used to make my head spin a little bit. So that will be part of his legacy as
Frank
well.
Frank Isola?
Well, he is 240 games over 500 since he got there. Only the Spurs have a better winning percentage. So from that standpoint, he obviously won a lot. But Jackie's right. When they made it to that Game 7, that year against the Warriors, that was their opportunity. He made a great trade to get James Harden. That's one of the greatest scores in the history of the sport. He really didn't give up a lot to get him. But I also think it was inevitable after what happened about a year ago with that tweet where he retweeted about free Hong Kong. To me, it was just a matter of time. I know that they're saying that's not the reason. There's always a number of reasons why somebody steps down. To me, that's certainly one of them.
Do you think it was Maury's decision, or do you think that was a decision that was agreed upon, since you believe it goes back to that tweet, agreed upon by multiple forces here?
To me, there was so much money involved, the NBA's relationship with China. I think it all certainly factored in. But make no mistake about it. When you talk about an innovative executive, he certainly ranks up there with the best of
all. Woody Page.
Yes, let's move on about the Rockets and what do they need to do now? Well, they've got to get a legitimate center. I think whoever ends up running that franchise now as general manager and coach, that's going to be a direction they have to go, that this small ball concept really didn't work well enough. So as you move forward, I think you've got to find someone who also is involved in analytics, which is now all over the league, but somebody that also can get along with the ownership. I think that he and D'Antoni were on the way out as soon as they sold that franchise. It was just a matter of time if they didn't win the championship. So I think they need to get somebody in the middle that really helps out those two guys. They've got to get more shooting from the middle of the floor, not just from the three-point line or driving the basket. And I think that means that they're going to have to give up a piece to get a couple of pieces, maybe give up a number one draft choice, and actually go out there. The free agent market is not that strong, but everybody on this panel knows that. So they're going to have to pick their spots to get somebody that's really one more key ingredient there.
But you're staying with the core of this team. You're certainly not thinking about getting rid of Harden. You're not thinking about getting Russell Westbrook or P.J. Tucker. Clinton Yates, how about you?
You know, I don't want to go so far as to call him like the architect of the modern NBA, but when I think about what the league is now, I actually think about the Rockets a little bit more than I think about the Warriors, simply because they were such a zenith in the entire concept of the NBA, but there were teams that were simply retooling the entire way they played, specifically in order to beat the Warriors, which they brought up. And so it's strange because NBA GMs are not like a glamour position across the sports world. People know who Daryl Morey is. He was the kind of guy who was upfront, and I think his legacy is one of that of a guy who represented what he wanted to pretty well and convinced a lot of people that it made sense, even if it didn't work because of the Chris Paul injury. That
Jackie, was there
that
something
was
you wanted to
they
add?
Didn't get it. That would change a lot.
Yeah, so they've already settled on their GM, Tony. It's going to be Raphael Stone who's going to be promoted through the ranks. He is an analytics guy. He's been part of the Rockets thing. The other problem is they do not have a first-round pick. This roster, being what it is, if they want to make big changes, they're going to have to convince someone to either take on Harden, which wouldn't be hard. There would be teams interested, or Russell Westbrook's contract, or Eric Gordon. Those three contracts account for, like, I don't know, like $100 million over the next several years. So if they want to do, if they want to change their look, they're going to have to blow it up.
How likely do you think that is? Because, I mean, you're making a commitment now to someone in the organization that has been with Morey the whole way, which makes you think maybe small ball in its current incarnation doesn't exist, but they continue to move forward with it.
Remember, too, that small ball was Mike D'Antoni was pushing that train, too.
You're right.
He's the one that really loved the idea of small ball. So you can add a center and still play a version of small ball with just, you know, they made that trade for Clint Capela at the deadline. You can do other things.
But
add a Nerlens Noel or something.
The
like
idea that.
That
Harden could be available, that Westbrook could be available to go to the Lakers or
true,
Clippers, Isola. Is there anything to that right now? You smell any smoke there?
You know, I love Russell Westbrook's competitive nature, but, you know, that contract. You know, that jump shot that he's got. If you're going to trade somebody, maybe him. I am not trading James Harden. I still believe you could win with him. You need to get bigger. The Lakers' size dominated Miami, and it dominated.
I'm just waiting for someone to say Harden and Milwaukee in the same sentence.
Yeah,
Westbrook and the Lakers, or Westbrook and the Clippers.
I'm
waiting for you guys. Nobody says it. We'll move on. Georgia versus Alabama, 51 hours away in an already shortened season, number 3 versus number 2. And Nick Saban, looks like he's going to be away from the team, self-isolating. Said to be in good health and asymptomatic after his positive COVID test. Steve Sarkisian will coach Alabama. Clinton, what type of impact do you think Saban off the sidelines will have in this huge game?
I think the impact is larger than this football game as much as it comes in what the SEC looks at from a protocol standpoint. If the coach of Alabama can't even come to the field and the AD has it, we've got to really take this seriously in a sort of different way because it's a name that we all know. I'm not worried about Sark. He's obviously coached at the highest level. Whether he's had success or not is a different story. But I'm very curious to see how this goes for the rest of the season and if down the line they want to say that Alabama lost the game because the coach wasn't on the daggone sideline. We'll see how that affects things. But I'm looking at this from a long-term standpoint.
Woody Page?
I don't understand why Clint would bring up the AD. Is he really going to have any kind of effect on the game? But the coach is, we've seen Vegas move the line from 6 to 4 points. That's the most he's worth, the greatest college football coach of all time. It's only 2 measly points. He's going to be worth more than that. Sark didn't prove much, I thought, before he was the head coach. I think it's going to be a problem for him to call plays and also run the sideline as Nick Saban does. So I think it's going to be significant. You're not going up against the Mississippi State. You're not going up against some lousy Kentucky team. You're going up against Georgia, which has, I think, arguably, not arguably, it does have the best defense in the country. Oh,
there you go, inarguably.
You're going to put soccer up against each other? I think that I would be prone to pick Georgia in this game because I think Nick's absence is going to make a big difference.
How great was it that Woody started with the Vegas line, that it moved 2 points, and that's all Saban's worth? Never change, Woody Page. How about you, Frank Isola?
Well, come on. We're talking about maybe the greatest college football coach of all time, so I think it's a huge factor, especially with young guys. I mean, Tony, look at this show when you're not here. Oh, wait, that's a bad example. We operate pretty well when you're there. But it's, you know, if you look at the NFL, if you don't show up with your head coach, I think that's a big factor. You're talking about young college players. I think for Georgia, you're going to be pretty happy that he's not on that other side.
Jackie Mack?
No, I agree. Of course, it's a big loss. But here's the, if you want to look for a silver line for Alabama, now Nick Saban has tested positive. When they play again in December for the SEC championship, because I am about to predict, and it's not a big prediction, that they will play for the SEC championship in December, my guess is Nick Saban will be in the house, and that's the game that really matters.
Okay. I'm surprised Alabama hasn't committed to a completely self-isolated blimp flying above the stadium so he can be there.
Love that.
Remember Hugh Freeze, Liberty? He was in a dentist chair.
Thumbs up.
A camera in his house.
We've been on taking a break. Buy or sell on the other side.
Helmet cam.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Baseball now. Tonight, Dodgers Braves Game 4. Clayton Kershaw, Bryce Wilson. But before we get there, how much can one inning change a series? The Dodgers 11-run first. Sometimes you wonder when you get all those runs at once, whether it's the start of something or whether maybe you used up all you had and you go back to being cold. So, Clinton, how much can one inning change a series?
I think it wasn't just the amount of runs they put up on the board. It was the way they attacked the plate for once. Instead of taking a ton of pitches and drawing a bunch of walks and not scoring any runs, they went out there and hit the baseball and blew up all over them. It was a smart strategy change, and it worked.
You believe it can change a series, though?
Not necessarily, but I think it's something that they've proven that they can win by as opposed to just standing by and letting the Braves walk them
around. Woody, how much can one inning change a series?
Clinton, it hit you right in the face. One inning can change a series. And it was the ninth inning of the other game when they finally woke up and it carried over to the first inning. And I think when you have Clayton Kershaw on the mound, people talk about the pressures on him. No, he's going to throw a Sandy Koufax against Whitey Ford kind of game against another rookie pitcher that the Braves are putting out there. How'd that work out last night?
You've got a lot of faith in Kershaw. We'll get to that in a second. But back to that one inning. Can one inning change a series, Frank Isola?
Man, I hate saying this. Woody's right. It goes back to that ninth inning of game two.
Woody's right. Woody,
even their outs were hard, but 22 runs in the last 12 innings, their bats are alive right now.
11-run first inning, Jackie Mack. Can one run change a series?
I think it can, but I think I just feel compelled to remind everybody the Braves are still leading this series.
Yeah.
2-1.
Thank you,
it's
Jackie.
Not like they're getting, they're not completely done here. As for Kershaw, he's an easy target for all of us, but I checked his postseason stats so far. 2-0, 1.9 ERA. What manager wouldn't take
those? Yeah, no, he's had a good postseason here. He's had a good year of his last 5 years this year, but he has back spasms. He has had a back issue his career, Clinton Yates. How should Dodgers fans feel about Kershaw tonight?
I think you've got to be as nervous as you are about any other start that you wanted him to win that you expect. But you need him. If Kershaw's going to be the guy that everybody expects him to be, this is a game you have to win.
Woody's got him being Sandy Koufax. Frank, how about you?
Well, it seems like every time he pitches, it's a defining moment. Guess what? Tonight
it's
is a defining
moment.
It's going to be his only start because there's no rest days in this series. And his ERA in the NLCS is 4.5 runs a game. He needs to be a lot
better. You can find stats in every single direction to make you think one way or the other with him. I'm just saying, you can with him because he's had incredible success at times and then he's blown it other times. We'll move on. It takes one and it takes another and another and another to come back from 0-3, but as far as gambling goes, Dusty Baker survived last night barely, sticking with Greinke in the sixth. Later, the Rays really never out of anything. They were inches away from tying this, but the Astros stave off elimination to force today's game five, Curtis versus Garcia. Woody, did you come away last night thinking Houston's got a chance and that Dusty Baker's gambling worked?
Well, his gambling worked, and I love it that he went out there thinking, I'm taking him out. He got talked out of it. Dusty Baker's playing with house money. He didn't think he was ever going to manage again. And no, they have no chance to win this series, though. They're against a team that is a lot better than they are. And you know that with the pitching. The Astros don't even know who they're going to pitch if they continue the series.
Frank Isola?
God bless Dusty Baker for keeping Zach Greinke in the game in the sixth inning. We're treating it like it was the ninth inning. I mean, give me a break. The guy's a former Cy Young winner. But all that said, Tampa's going to win this series.
Okay, but the point is, Greinke pulled from a start last year in a very key spot, in a key moment.
Same amount of pitches.
World Series. Dusty Baker taking balls away from Russ Ortiz in his career. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Yeah, you know why I love this? So analytics are important in all sports, particularly in baseball. I get that. But sometimes you walk to the mound, you look into a guy's eyes, and you see either fear, determination or whatever, and it's your gut. And sometimes the gut matters. And in the case of Greinke, he didn't just look at him. He looked at Martin Maldonado and said to him, what do you think? And the catcher's like, let him go. Listen to your players. I don't know if they'll win the series, but if he hadn't already over, if Dusty Baker hadn't already over won his whole team over, he certainly has now.
Let me look in your eyes, Jackie. Is that worth the point?
What do you see, my
Is that worth the point?
She's determined.
Yeah, you are determined. Wow, it was worth the point. Clinton Yates, how about you?
Yeah, I don't think Dusty Baker went to the mound thinking, oh, I'm really happy to be coaching the Strohs and managing in this position, so maybe I won't take Zach Greinke out because I'm not going to get another shot. Yes, he's Zach Greinke. Do you recall that we had to blow up this program? Because on the trade deadline, it was such a big deal when he went over to the Strohs. You use him there for sure. The bigger move, though, was flip-flopping Altuve and Bradley in the lineup. Altuve's been going yard like a mug. That was the smartest play he's done all season.
Looking at Clinton Yates' eyes. Frank, I stole his eyes. I don't see it. I see nothing. I mean, it's dead inside, all right? Window into the soul. Paige McMullen showdown. Oh, I love these matchups. Paige versus McMullen. We'll see what the all-time head-to-head is in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jackie McMullen, Woody Paige, and showdown with love. Brown Steelers Sunday. Mike Tomlin said he's not going to talk about Myles Garrett. Kareem Hunt on the other side of the field said he will talk about Myles Garrett. This one's for Miles. This one's for Cleveland Browns fans. This one's for a lot of things. Woody, is that the right approach for Cleveland?
No, they don't want to win one for Garrett. He can take care of himself. They don't want to win one for the Gipper. What they want to do is win in Pittsburgh for the first time since this show came on the air about 18 years ago.
Okay, Jackie.
Well, and I can understand what Kareem Hunt's trying to do, show support for Myles Garrett, but here's the thing. The quarterback then for the Pittsburgh Steelers was Mason Rudolph. Yeah. He's not playing in this game. Ben Roethlisberger is, remember?
We'll split the point. We'll move on. Showdown two. All right, those Nets jerseys. Again, this is my youth here. Jackie, thumbs up or thumbs down on the tie-dye that the Brooklyn Nets are going to bring back as a throwback this year?
So it's a double thumbs up for me because Drazen Petrovic was a sight to behold. He was going to be a longtime superstar in the league. His tragic death still makes me sad. He wore those uniforms. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Did they win any championships wearing those outfits? How about, and I was there, for the ABA championship with Dr. J, those uniforms were the best they've ever won in their 72 combinations over the years.
You're right about that, Woody. Bring it back. But, Jackie, you're getting the points here for my heart. Drazen Petrovic, one of my favorite of all time. All time, head-to-head, Jackie Mack, 37, Woody Paige, 35. Jackie now takes a commanding 2-win lead. Take the FaceTime.
So an excellent reporter by the name of Frank Isola reported that Mike D'Antoni is considering joining his former player Steve Nash in Brooklyn as an assistant, which I think is a wonderful idea because I think he'd be a great help to Steve Nash. But I'm going to add some additional reporting, and here's what I've learned in the last couple of hours. Once teams heard of this, Tony, they're not the only team that's going to be after Mike D'Antoni to help him as a veteran assistant. The floodgates have opened. He's going to have lots of options.
Wow, and Isola McMullen assists
Jackie
there.
Jackie Mack, shout out.
Good job, guys. Woody, you could have tied it up with the win.